Torch, what's the last day like for you? Last day of preparation, last day of video, knowing it's over at the end of this game?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in this situation that often where we're not in the playoffs. I've already begun to look to next year. So there's really no last day. It's the last day of this stuff here that's pretty much meaningless. And I've been kind of focused on camp and what we're going to be looking like and some of the prospects and kids and just kind of looking at lineups that way.
So it's kind of a new hope starts at the end of this game today, really for you, because it turns to next year immediately.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm honest, it's turned to next year for me for the past couple of weeks. And we still prepare the same here. We still try to win. We still try to act the proper way. But it is a situation where there's no end to it. You're not going anywhere. So I have to start looking to the other part. And that's where we've had some kids. Yarmo's done a great job in bringing some kids in during this time. Very encouraged as far as how they played. So that gets me going towards next year.
All right, let's stay on that theme because you always want to see multiple games before you evaluate guys. Of those kids, who have you been most impressed by?
Well, I'm not going to get into, and I know you guys are going to start asking me questions the next couple of days. I am not going to get into individual assessments on the veterans, young guys, minor league guys, so nice try.
All right. Can I ask you if you like the way Josh Anderson played last night?
Josh skated well last night. He skated, I thought he was freer as a player, if that's the proper way to put it, than he was in Toronto. And you can see a lot of good things in Josh. So I thought he played better.
We've talked about Corposalo so much this year, but for a guy that didn't even probably think he was going to play one NHL game this year, to wind up with 16 wins, I asked him about it last night. He had that patented big smile on his face. Yeah. Isn't it fun to see that?
Yeah, it is. This is what happens. This is what happens with some guys when they become players in the National Hockey League. They're not sure what they're seeing. I mean, he was probably our number four goalie coming into this season, and now look what he's done. And that's how it works. You get some surprises in the organization, so that's all good. Everything he's done is all good.
Did you give the guys that went down yesterday a message before they took off?
Yeah, it's none of your business.
I just asked if you did. I didn't ask you to tell me what it was.
Fine.
I have a pretty good idea what it was, telling them what they need to do the rest of the way. You're taking on a good team here tonight, and a team that's gearing up for the playoffs and all that stuff. This is about finishing with pride at home in front of your own fans, isn't it?
Yeah, we just want to play hard, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that through all this. I had some thoughts about where we were going to go when we had so many games to play when we knew that we were out. But I give our guys credit. They've hung in there, found a way to win a few games here of late. But for the most part, other than one or two games, I thought they've competed hard, and hopefully we can finish the right way today.
On the record, I want to thank you for doing this as often as you have this year, in all seriousness, because I think it's great insight. I think you've really been able to open yourself up to the fans here in Columbus. They've gotten to know you more. They know your philosophies, and I think people are really excited about the future of this organization. And I promise you, I'm not trying to trip you up on the very last day with questions, because you know I don't care that much.
Well, I appreciate it. Always enjoy talking with you, and we'll get back at it next year.
All right. That is John Tortorella, Blue Jackets head coach. Milan, back to you.